We're talking about Russia because Russian troops right now are mounting on Ukraine's border. The U.S. saying Russia might be getting ready to invade Ukraine. That's kind of what it's looking like right now. But to learn more, we're checking in with Fox News Radio's Simon Owen. Good morning, Simon.
Hey, good morning, Kayla.
Yeah, so, okay, what is going on? We've got the troops, like I said, from Russia kind of aligning themselves there along Ukraine's border. Is it looking like Russia's getting ready to invade Ukraine?
Well, that depends who you ask. And we know that the Americans are very concerned about this. And Antony Blinken, the Secretary of State, is meeting with his Russian counterpart as we speak. They were both due to be in Sweden today already, so there was an opportunity for this discussion to take place. They've just walked into their meeting. But yeah, I mean, it comes at a time when the U.S. is certainly accusing Russia of potentially planning an invasion. We know there's been a buildup of Russian troops near Ukraine in recent weeks. Antony Blinken said, we don't know if President Putin has decided to invade, but he said we do know that he's put in place the capacity to do so in short order. So there's certainly a simmering crisis in Ukraine over all of this. And Blinken said, heading into today's meeting a moment ago, he said, if Russia decides to pursue confrontation, there will be consequences. And his Russian counterpart, who's a man called Sergei Lavrov, said, President Putin has stressed we do not want any conflict regarding Ukraine. Although he did acknowledge, he said this was a pretty tense crisis.
Have we heard anything else from Russian President Vladimir Putin? That was kind of going to be my next follow-up, Simon. I mean, what is he saying about the U.S.'s involvement here?
There's no invasion on the cards. This is not what they're looking at. They're not planning to go in, and that's that. And they also stressed that, you know, yes, they may have moved tens of thousands of Russian troops to close to the Ukrainian border, but they're still in Russia, and therefore it's Russia's business where those troops go. They do conduct drills all over the place, and if they want to be near the border, then they're perfectly entitled to be there. So that's the Russian perspective on this. One of the things that Antony Blinken has been trying to call out on his travels in Europe this week is he said that you know that the Americans are unhappy at some of the language the Russians have been using in recent days. The Kremlin's talked about Ukraine behaving in an insolent way. And that's seen by the Americans, perhaps part of a Russian playbook, as Antony Blinken put it, where they try and create a pretext for a conflict and then say, we had no choice. There are people of who are ethnically Russian in this part of Ukraine, in the east of Ukraine, where this tension is all building, and we had no choice. We had to go in and defend them. That's what the Americans are saying Russia might be doing and might be trying to create a pretext for this.
Yeah, but
certainly it's tense. It's happened before along these lines.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
Yeah, I mean, it was only earlier this year that there was another build-up and tens of thousands of Russian troops turned up in Ukraine's, you know, vicinity. And then after a while, they went away again. And it seemed that perhaps the only need for this was to try and rattle the West's cage. But Antony Blinken has said, you know, he is saying that if Russia goes in and attacks Ukraine in some form or another over the next few weeks, that the U.S. is ready to roll out economic penalties, sanctions that the U.S. has not used before.
Wow. All right, Simon. Well, I appreciate the update this morning.
Thanks, Kayla.
Podcasts by Federated Media.